Hey everybody, this is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. In this particular episode, I want to ask you all a question. As you know, I'm a financial consultant, guru, advisor. You know, I deal with my brand is finances, so that's what I talk about on my social media platforms. I specialize in budgeting and credit repair. Those are my specialty areas, but I have a lot of other skills that fall under that, you know what I mean? I have worksheets, planners, things like that that I'm putting together on my website to be able to make it accessible to my clientele, other people that's interested in my work or my brand, you know, just because the whole purpose of my brand is to uplift the working middle class to a point where they can start building wealth. And, you know, we can stop, you know, living paycheck to paycheck and having just a little bit left over. We can do something with that little bit left over. Also, I tell people about apps and all this stuff. But the point I'm trying to make is my brand is finances, right? So that means I talk a lot about money. And I hear this quite often. And I think it's just a go-to cliche phrase that people say, kind of like when people fuck up, how they say ain't nobody perfect. I think people say this a lot, and the phrase is money isn't everything. They don't say isn't, they say ain't. Money ain't everything. And I want to give the people a chance to elaborate on it, because I'm trying to see, okay, you saying money ain't everything, well, what is it? Since it ain't everything, see, that's what I want people to do. And another thing that'll be a good idea is let's stop making these excuses and using these little, and most of the people that I see say money ain't everything, they not like Barack's or Oprah Winfrey's, you know what I'm saying? They not even middle class citizens. Typically, it's always somebody who really ain't got shit, or they super woke, but they super broke, as I call it. Because them types really kind of blow me, you know. Okay, money ain't everything. Okay, then what it is? That's the next time y'all tell me that shit, that's exactly what I'm saying. What it is, I'm a financial consultant. This is what I talk about. That's like telling Michael Jordan basketball ain't everything. Get the hell out of my face. Get the hell out of my damn face with this shit. It's a lot of worse things that people could be doing and talking about. I don't talk about gossip. I don't talk about your mama, your auntie, your uncles. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of worse things a person could be doing. But folks want to say money ain't everything. That way you ain't got shit now. Acting like the $1,200 or the $1,700 you got ain't enough. Okay, what if you ain't get shit? Money ain't everything, but what is it? Because to me, a job ain't everything. Because, see, I want the bread, but I don't necessarily want to work for nobody. That's what ain't everything to me. The money, for real, money is just a means. It's just a resource that we use. We use it to create memories with our family as far as going on trips and buying nice gifts and stuff like that. And money and education change your life. I don't care what nobody say. And money be able to provide you a certain level of education. So what is this money ain't everything mentality of money isn't everything? And I'm flabbergasted because I'm really blowed at the people, because just like I said before, and I said again, but maybe it's just me. Maybe I've never reached that level in life where I've been so madly in love that I want to stay at the bottom with somebody versus bossing my life up and leaving them. Like, my love for somebody, I ain't never been that deep. Well, I wanted to live low to be around them. You know what I mean? Like, and another word that I hear a lot is materialistic. To me, materialistic is a word a broke motherfucker made up to make people with money and nice shit feel bad about having it. Let's be clear. Do you know on every level it's something that most people ain't willing to accept or deal with? I don't care who you is. It's certain stuff people won't eat. You don't eat chitlins, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's people that don't eat chitlins, and it's okay that you don't eat chitlins, but because this person like lamb, oh, they doing too much. You see what I'm saying? We got to get out of that. And once we stop envying the rich and the wealthy and the people with more, we can have more. Because people love trying to say, oh, this person got too much money. What you going to do without it? Bitch, don't worry about it. Count yours. Don't count mine. Like, we really got to get out these ways where we envy people with money. And for real, what it is you talking yourself out of something you can't have. Because you feel like you don't have access to it, or since you ain't got it. But a lot of them people, if they were ever to get to that level, you will see a whole different side of them. If somebody gave you some money, or somebody did something for you, that, you know what I'm saying, we'll see a whole nother side of you. But materialistic, that to me, that ain't even a real thing. Everybody like nice shit. Don't you want to live somewhere nice and safe? Don't you want a nice car to ride? But see, that's the thing. Your nice and somebody else nice may be two different things. Your caliber of lifestyle and theirs may be two different things. You see what I'm saying? A nice whip to you may be a Toyota Camry. And a nice whip to the other person may be a cash car they got at the auction. You may like Honda Accords. They may like Lexus. You see what I'm saying? So it's all about personal preference. So we got to get out this way of acting like that. Like, you like what you like. I like what I like. If I like foreigns, I just like foreigns. That ain't no attack on your lifestyle, what you got going. Because I ride in foreigns. Why I got to be materialistic? Because I worked hard to get you. And that's another thing. Like, if I'm flipping the bill, I'm working hard to get it. What's the problem? If I want 5 cars, what's the problem? What's your issue with it? We got to stop focusing on what other people doing. Because for real, what I noticed is, once I start keeping it real with myself, it ain't that other person doing too much. It's that you want some of it, but you can't get it. Let's just be real. You want to ride in the Hellcat, black on black too. But you can't. So you're going to talk down. But that ain't the way to be. All you got to do is keep those innermost thoughts to yourself. Because everybody done felt the kind of way about something somebody was doing before. A bit like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But use that to motivate you. You always talking about, this ain't all that. This ain't all that. Yes, it is. Because it wouldn't even come out your mouth if you ain't give a fuck about it. And that's what you got to remember. When you don't care about something, you don't even care enough to mention it because the shit ain't on your mind. That's how I am. Certain shit don't even enter my mind. That's how I know I really don't give a fuck. And if it do pop up in my head, I be like, oh, that's crazy. Then I go to my next thought because I ain't even got time to worry about it. But that's something y'all gotta think about. Materialistic. What is that? Don't we all want somewhere nice and safe to stay? Don't we all want, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you supposed to want out of life? You supposed to not want the most and get the lesser? Nah, I want the most, not the lesser. Like when you sit back and think about it from a logical point of view. You know what I mean? We weren't put here for that. We weren't put here for that broke, struggling. We weren't put here for that. We was actually, you ain't got to wait till you get to heaven to walk the streets of gold. You could paint your motherfucking driveway gold if you want to, or the steps in front of your house. You see what I'm saying? Like, this life is what you make it. But what I'm going to need you to do is stop condemning and talking about the next person because they got it. they paying the cost to be the boss. You can do the same thing. It's all about how you look at things. Cause I've been looking at cars and stuff, and a lot of these luxury cars and foreigners, they don't even cost that much. Like, I've been looking at Lexus, Mercedes, you know, G-Wagon, Utter Rover, you know. I've been looking at all this stuff, and this stuff ain't even as expensive as I thought. And I said, it just was a programmed way of thinking. People try to tell you what you can have. Either you grow up not having X, Y, and Z, and you don't know what you got access to. You don't even go and look because you just assume it's at your price range. You know what I'm saying? You just assume you can't afford it. Like, I just assumed a Lexus went in my price range. I just assumed a Mercedes went in my price range. Then when I went and looked them up, I was like, bitch, this shit ain't even high like that. Not like you thought. You know what I'm saying? It's all about opening them doors and stuff. Opening your mind. It's all about how you look at things. Like, yeah, I remember we used to buy them knockoff purses from out the trunk of people's car. All you gotta do is go on the Coach outlet. You can get you an $89 bag. That ain't shit. It's all about how you look. You gonna make that $89 bag. Ain't like you paying $1,000 for a purse. And when you get to that level, $1,000 ain't gonna be shit to you to spend on a bag or some kicks. This shit ain't as expensive as it seems. But like I said, I'm asking y'all a question now. Money isn't everything. Okay, you said money ain't everything. Well, what it is? Tell me what it is then. That's all for this episode. I'm finna go to bed. Bye. Thanks for listening. Bye.